When companies are hit by ransomware attacks, they can get knocked back to the Stone Ages. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. A new ransomware attack hit this week. That is when hackers encrypt files on a network or an individual computer and refuse to decrypt them until a ransom is paid. The latest is called Bad Rabbit. It has hit some media websites, antivirus companies, and even a subway system, all in Europe. A ransomware attack called Petya hit global companies like the pharmaceutical giant Merck in June, and one called WannaCry crippled companies and even hospitals all over the world last May. The public radio station KQED in San Francisco was hit by a ransomware attack this past summer and in some ways is still recovering. John Brooks is an online editor for KQED.
Well, the first few days, I mean, it was like the day the earth stood still here. Like, we had nothing. You know, there were no phones, there was no email, there was no internet. They did patch together a couple of temporary systems. You know, we were able to get people paid and we were able to keep the radio broadcast going. But over the next really like 2 months, all throughout the summer, the temporary systems were functional, but we weren't networked at all. Everyone was kind of working in a silo. And so it just really slowed things up.
What was the craziest workaround that you heard about?
I will tell you one story in which I was at a meeting with our marketing folks, and they were very preoccupied. And I was like, what are you guys doing? And it turned out they were trying to send one group email to some 60 people. It was taking them 4 hours because our temporary email system wouldn't allow you to write in an alias for an entire group. They had to put each and every address in by hand.
Do you think that KQED had a crisis response plan in place for ransomware?
You know, I don't think it had this particular situation in mind. This is kind of, it's a relatively new phenomena. Our network engineer said that in the past when we were penetrated, it was maybe a single computer, you know, that got a virus on it or one or two computers, and he would just take the virus off. So, I mean, this is sort of a new thing where whole systems are getting shut down. You know, the IT people told me they did learn a lot, and some of the kind of sort of the protocols that we instituted could actually be used maybe in an earthquake situation or another emergency situation. So there's a, sort of the spectrum of convenience versus security. And we leaned more toward convenience for good reasons. You know, KQED is a multifaceted organization. It's got a TV broadcast. It's got a radio broadcast. And we just got really used to being able to collaborate and share information with each other. But yeah, that also opened up some security holes as well. And so now it's less convenient, but more secure.
Are people taking that seriously now? I mean, is there sort of a little bit of, you know, remember where you were when the ransomware hit? Or are people grumbling about those measures?
Both, really. I mean, people are grumbling because, I mean, it's less convenient. On a daily mm-hmm. basis, it's not quite as easy to do your work. But I think anyone who's been through this realizes, you know, we never want to go through this again.
Did it change how you think about technology and how we work, the role that it plays in our workplace?
It did. We have a guy here, Paul Lancour, who's worked on every side of this operation. You know, he's been in front of the mic. He's been an engineer. And he was talking about, you know, how in the early days, I mean, you used to have to cut tape, right? And mm-hmm. so now everything is digital and network, and it makes it real convenient. But as someone said to me, IT is now the core of the company in a way because everything has to run through it. You know, they're the ones who maintain the network and who create the network. And everything we do is sort of dependent on that network.
That's John Brooks, an online editor at KQED in San Francisco. Now, these attacks can cost millions of dollars in lost productivity or sales, or in the case of a hospital, actual lives can be on the line. Stephen Cobb of the security company ESET said ransomware attacks are only going to increase and companies need a crisis plan in place.
Notifying your attorney, contacting employees, major stakeholders. You don't want to make up the message advising your customers that they can't get to their information the same day that you're dealing with a ransomware attack. You want to have this processes in place beforehand.
I asked Cobb how many companies he thinks actually have a plan like that ready to go. He said less than half of companies have any formal crisis response, and he'd guess that fewer than 1 in 10 have a written plan for responding to a ransomware attack, and most of those probably haven't rehearsed it. As it happens, John Brooks of KQED is actually writing a story about that big ransomware attack that hit them and how the organization is still feeling those effects. I occasionally host Marketplace from KQED, and I happened to show up on the day that attack was happening. And let me tell you that walking into a building and seeing a bunch of handwritten signs that say things like, "Don't turn on your computer no matter what," and "The network is down indefinitely," is a pretty weird feeling in this ultra-digital age. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.